Welcome, everyone, to Freedom Law School's conference call on this Tuesday, January 12th, 2016. This is Taymon Mutahideh, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this program. I'm excited to be with you three times a week now on Freedom Law School's conference calls. For years, we had only one conference call a week. Now I've started to put on three. Tuesdays at 10 o'clock in the morning, Wednesdays at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then Thursdays at 8 o'clock in the evening. And all the conference calls, folks, will be Eastern time zone. So this way I get to spend more time with you and answer more of your questions. Any and all of your few questions, I'll be answering anything about the IRS, about the Constitution, about traffic tickets, police or bureaucratic abuse of power, any freedom issue that you have in your mind that relates to law, your rights, your freedom, your money. I'm here to help you understand the law and understand the proper procedures and steps you need to take to live free now of oppressive taxation and control. In other words, Freedom Law School is a source for not only education for you, but education that provides workable, winning solutions for you. So that's what's unique about Freedom Law School, folks. You will not find, unfortunately, any other source like Freedom Law School. Number one, at our website at livefreenow.org, I've put a lot of great free information available there for you. Number two, if you get on our email list, you'll be emailed once a month. Education, freedom education, that used to be for sale, and some of it still is. You get a portion of those courses that I've put together over the years to help you understand the law and your rights. I'll put them there for you for free. You'll get that for a year, once a month, maybe longer. I'm probably going to extend that as I put more material out there so you know about law and your rights and you feel confident that you know what you are doing. You feel safe. Okay, you know you are a lot more free than otherwise if you had been as ignorant as all of us were in the past. Folks, I was ignorant. I didn't know a lot of stuff. But I was not an ignorant person. An ignorant person who is ignorant and chooses to remain ignorant. A wise person is one that was ignorant, but chooses to educate themselves and come out of ignorance and know. And that's what's going on in America. We are not taught about law and our rights in high school, in universities. So as adults, we are abused by our public servants and government, in particular the IRS, that touches most everybody's lives out there. So folks, I'm here to help you understand all this and provide you solutions. If you go to our website at livefreenow.org and you get our free information package request, we'll email you and send you our free freedom education package right off the bat, which includes the speech of one of my students, Joe Bannister, a former IRS special agent who quit the IRS, defected to the freedom movement to expose the fact that there is no law that requires the average American like you and me to file and pay the federal income tax. It's a complete lie. It's a complete fraud. So with all that said, folks, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to open the call and I'm going to be answering your questions first. Then I'll be talking about certain topics also. I'm going to try to have these conference calls also cover education material for you that is recorded. It's going to be available on our archives at blogtalkradio.com. So you can go down to listen to our previous conference calls and get your, you know, interesting questions or answered or just get educated further if you like. So let's see now. I'm going to have a little assistant with my help here, my friend here, to get your questions answered. I see someone calling from area code 631, the call for area code 631. Do you have a question? Okay. It seems like the call from area code 61 does not have a question. How about the call from area code 951? Do you have a question? Okay. All right. Well, since you guys have no question, I'm going to cover the subject I was going to cover on this conference call. And again, these conference calls are only opportunities for you to ask questions or just simply learn. Okay. What I'm going to talk about today and later this
Hello?
Week. Yes. Was someone on the call with a question?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know what? I was muted. I didn't realize that. I pressed one and it said I'm unmuted now. Maybe that's the problem.
Very. Very good. Okay. I'm glad we solved that problem. Okay. No problem. I'm learning a system myself, so that's okay. You know, this is my first time on Blog Talk Radio. I figured we're going to make a few mistakes, and it's okay. We learn from our mistakes and do it better next time. So, okay, caller, I'm glad you called, and I'm glad to hear from a lady. We get usually mostly men calling on these conference calls. Generally, men tend to be more interested in freedom issues. Because that's our job. Our job is to protect our wives, the children, our family, you know. So very good. Well, let me ask your name and your first name, and then go ahead and ask your and what area code you're calling from, and then your question, please.
My name is Trina. I'm in area code 631.
Oh, very good, Trina. Excellent. And how may I be of assistance to you, Trina?
Okay. I was always curious about this. Okay. When you, like, for example, for someone who wants to start their own business, you know how normally, you know, there's a process how you want to structure the business and they, you have to go to your county or your city and, you know, set everything up. And I know that they're always pushing taxes on you. How do you avoid having to even do that for someone who's, you know, going to start their own business?
Okay, you asked a very broad, big question, which I'd love to answer, but narrow down a little bit more what you mean specifically, because a lot of taxes, all the time they want, you know, that's true. So could you be a little more specific on what you mean about that? Because, you know, for example, you don't have to go to register your business at the county necessarily. I don't think so. You know, quite frankly,
I'm just using that.
Yeah, because, you know, you have a right to live, obviously, and you have the right to live out of your home, and for example, and you have a right to feed yourself and your family. So and more these days, a lot of businesses are done out of the home with the computers and internet. You know, you can work out of your home, and you don't have to necessarily go out there. So why would you need to get a license or permission to go in and feed yourself and not starve to death? You see what I'm saying, Trina? So could you be a little more specific about the type of situation you have?
Well, I think you may have just answered it because I actually want to start an online business. But I know I was told that you have to, like, go and register the business. And then when I inquired about that, then I was told something about there's something I have to do because you have to pay taxes. And I'm like, oh, okay. I don't know, maybe I should have wrote everything down to, you know, to be able to ask the question a little more better.
No, I'm glad you asked a very quick question. Do you need a license to start an online business, Trina? That's an excellent question. And the short answer is no, in my opinion, and I will tell you why. As I explained to you earlier, you know, the creator, our rights come from our creator. Okay.
Right.
They're, you know, a group of people call themselves government, whether they're kings or democracies or republics or dictatorships. They don't give us our rights. We are born. Our life is given to us by a creator, born to breathe air, to drink water, to food, to have a procreate, have children, and so, you know, we're just supposed to respect other people's rights. Now, if you're going to do something dangerous, let's say you're going to be doing dealing with nuclear waste or dangerous chemicals, the government comes in to protect the society from your potentially dangerous activity and says, let's make sure that you know how to do what you do safely so other human beings, innocent people, don't get hurt. You know how to handle chemicals and nuclear waste, that type of stuff. That's what the purpose of licensing is, to protect you. For example, that's why they licensed building contractors, because if they don't know how to build the house right and the house falls on people that are dead, you know, this guy didn't build the house right. He wasn't there, but he's incompetent, called people to get killed. So make sure they have some level of competence before we allow them to build people's houses. Okay, well, they keep that light, logic going, and now they have laws in just about everywhere. To even cut someone's hair, you have to have a license. Oh my God!
Yeah.
Bad haircut. You know. And then, to groom a dog, someone's pet, you know, you have to have a license. Oh, because you might do the dog a hair grooming wrong, and the owner would be upset and crying. You know, so let's license them to see. They take that to extremes, okay? But the bottom line is, Trina, you have a right to live, and there's no law requiring you to make a living out of your house, whether you're just doing some farming, raising fruits and vegetables or cows.
Mm-hmm.
Or work on a computer, whatever you do, or making widgets out of your living room, you know, to have a license from anybody. Okay? So you just do what you want to do. And but the problem is, of course, they want to control you. People in power, the big people, banks and corporations and powerful moneyed interests who run government and the world, they want to control the little guys like you. They don't want you to be free. They don't want you to get in their eyes, an advantage. You see, you're not having to go through all these regulations and controls. Freeze you up, Trina, like you want to be, and give you a chance to grow and get bigger and more successful and be able to feed your family better, have a larger family, you know, and have more freedom and time and happiness. Well, they don't want that, because you grow up in your business, Trina, you'll be competition for the bigger, more successful businesses who are already there. Well, they don't want the competition, because you compete with them, you might put them out of business. So that's why they promote all these licensing stuff, and they promote all the brainwashing. You have to get a license. You have to get a DBA or a doing business as filing with a county that, you know, Trina Jones is going to be doing business as ABC Dog Grooming, for example. You know, that type of thing. But no, you want to listen, you want to go ahead and do it, and more success to you. Does that help you with the question, Trina?
Yes, that helps. That helps a lot.
Any other things you'd like to ask, Trina? You're welcome.
Not right now. Maybe another time. Thanks.
Very good. Very good. But how did you hear about Freedom Law School, Trina?
I actually heard about Freedom Law School some years ago. I used to call all the time when I first heard about Freedom Law School. Some years ago. Actually, I think I may have heard about it. I don't know if I was listening to something at that time, or I may have been researching or something I was doing, and I came across it.
Very good. Well,
yeah.
It's good to hear from you, Trina. Thanks for calling.
No,
and I wish
no problem.
You
thank
that.
You.
Let us know how it goes, by the way, you know. And let me suggest also, if you've not gotten our education material at the minimum, all of you, including Trina, at least start with the very, very, very first course of Freedom Law School, which is called A Practical Road to Freedom from Oppressive Taxation at Control Level 1. Do you have that course yet, Trina?
Okay. I don't have that course yet, no.
You don't have that? It's a 9-week course. It was done, you know, I used to do classes, the Level 1 course, from 7:30 to 10:30 at night in California for 9 weeks. And I recorded those, and I made those recordings and the paperwork available. And I, every 9 weeks, I would start a whole new course, and I would improve upon the course. It was a laboratory for improvement. And I got it down to the science of what people really need to know, what they want to know. It's all in this. Over 20 hours of audio, an hour and a half of video, 200 plus pages of paperwork. And it's been for the last 17 years for only $300.
Okay.
It comes with a 9-day unconditional money-back guarantee, which I will expand if you need more time to listen to it, because it is what we all should have had in high school. Literally, coming out of high school as adults, we needed to have this basic civics class, practical, usable, not just theoretical civics class, not right, for example, your question would be answered in there. You know, it's one of those things that's in there. There's a lot more stuff that you don't know. And especially if you're starting a business, especially.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's a great time to do it because you're going to come across problems and issues that you have a better perspective on understanding and know what to do. Even though I'm available on this conference call and I will assist you for free, I'm happy to do so on these conference calls. But there's more stuff that you want and need to do that, you know, you don't even know because to ask about it on the conference calls. So you cannot just call me on the conference call. There's things that you need to know that I cannot just repeat in this whole conference call, 20 hours plus. So let me see if you get that at least at $300 plus $20 shipping only. And you can get it with half or third down and make payments on that if you don't have any money or short on cash, on unemployed, on Social Security, my small pension, no problem. I'm going to afford everybody the opportunity to at least get that level one course. People want to get more. They want to get ultimately get that our Royal Fair package while the sponsor CIRS will be done for you, you know, and we have a track record of success. But the minimum stuff with that, Trina, so that you make sure you have the right things. Make that in my suggestion is make it one of your things you got a budget to do to make sure your business goes to a great start. Make that one of those items for yourself, okay?
Okay.
So with that, yes?
I'm sorry, Brian, that you brought that up, I do remember something I wanted to ask. It's in reference to, I remember hearing recently about, I think it's another, I don't know if it's a course or a seminar that you did that teaches people how to get like a home or something without using your social, a mortgage or something. No, not a mortgage, but a home or something like that without using your social.
Right, right. What about the course?
Do you, I just want to know, is it in a course form? Yeah, it is, or the seminar? Okay.
The course I did, it was all a Saturday.
Hello? Uh-oh. Oh, no. Hello? Hello?